Women's Suffrage, Fighting for Women's Rights by Harriet Isecki. The Fight for Rights. Did you know that when the United States was founded, women did not have the same rights as men? Women could not own property. Women could not attend most colleges. They were not allowed to do many of the same jobs that men did. And when they did work the same jobs, men were paid more for the same work. Some women accepted these rules and made the best of their lives. Others fought for more rights and opportunities. They fought to change the laws. A little bit at a time, they started succeeding. Women were slowly given more rights, but there was still one big right that they did not have. Women still could not vote. The fight to change the law to allow women to vote was called the suffrage movement. Those who joined this fight were called suffragists. Many brave suffragists organized groups, gave speeches, and held marches and parades. It took women almost 150 years to get the right to vote. This is the story of how they did it. The movement begins. Elizabeth Cady Stanton meets Lucretia Mott. In 1840, a young Elizabeth Cady Stanton left for England. She was on her way to an anti-slavery convention in London. When she arrived at the convention, she was shocked. She learned that the British abolitionists had decided that no woman would be able to participate in the convention. Women would not be allowed to speak, and they would have to sit in a...